I'm here with Dr. Mary Stewart from the Pro E2 study, who is going to briefly explain the study, why it's important, who's involved, and who it's relevant for. Could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and describing the study?
Sure. I'm a clinician, a medical educator, and a researcher at Family Planning New South Wales, and I'm one of the investigators on this exciting international study looking at VTE risk and the pill. This post-authorization regulatory study is in 12 countries, and it's recruiting 101,000 women. It's being run in Australia by Family Planning New South Wales in collaboration with the Berlin Centre for Epidemiology and Health Research, ZEG, in Berlin, Germany. Now, so Family Planning New South Wales is currently recruiting for a network of doctors to recruit for the prospective controlled cohort study on the safety of monophasic oral contraceptives, and that's the Pro E2 study.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
Yes, so for the doctors who participate, the real benefit is that you will be contributing to important research on the safety of the contraceptive pill. It's a really easy study to be involved in. We also send you a study update newsletter each month with lots of information about what's new in reproductive and sexual health. But doctors do get reimbursed for their time spent recruiting eligible patients, and patients also get a thank you gift card when they complete the follow-up questionnaires.
What might we learn from this study?
Well, the main outcome we are assessing is the risk of venous thromboembolism. So this is an exciting study that will produce real-world data that may help to inform future practice.
And what impact could that have on individuals in the future?
Well, this study will help add to the data on the rare event of VTE and other side effects on the contraceptive pill.
What impact could this have on society at large?
Well, by following up this large group of women over time, we hope to gain this better understanding of rare side effects, which may help doctors decide which pills are actually the safest to prescribe.
And what kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
Well, we are recruiting a network of doctors who prescribe the contraceptive pill and can then identify eligible women. So this must not influence their prescribing behavior, though, in any way.
What would a participant in the study need to do?
All doctors in the study need to do is to ask women to whom they prescribe Zoli or a levonorgestrel-containing combined pill if they'd like to participate, and they need to ensure informed consent from the patient. The woman can't have been taking a combined oral contraceptive pill in the previous 2 months, but she can have been taking it before that, and she can be changing from another method of contraception. The women then do a baseline health survey, and we will then follow them up for 3 more surveys over 2 years.
What questions do people have when they're considering whether or not to participate in this study?
Well, doctors might ask, does this change how I manage my patients? And no, this is a non-interventional study, so it should not change how you manage your patients or what contraception they decide to use in the follow-up period. Doctors might also ask, can I enroll patients being prescribed a levonorgestrel pill before I enroll one being prescribed Zoli? And the answer is yes. We need patients in both arms of the study.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the important thing is that every patient counts in this large international study, but we do need doctors to sign up first so that they can receive the study pack that they need to recruit patients.
Dr. Stewart, thank you very much.